Okay, here we go. The next perek in Tehillim, Tehillim perek Mem Ches. This is the Mizmar of Monday. We remember Shir Shoyom for Monday. Shir Mizmar of Bnei Korach. This is the next one of Bnei Korach, as we have mentioned. The Radak says this Mizmar is to be said Yemos HaMashiach. This Mizmar is about one word, Yerushalayim. This Mizmar is about our holy city that we daven for we yearn for. Again, the word Yerushalayim is not mentioned anywhere in the Torah, as we have pointed out, and the word Yerushalayim here is not mentioned in this parak either, I don't think. But it's called many different names. But the Radak says this is the song that we're going to say, L'Asilavo B'Yemos HaMashiach, about the Shevach of Yerushalayim. There is evidence that this parak has three parts. First, we talk all about just calling out Yerushalayim, different names, and then we tell a story about kings coming to Yerushalayim and being shocked and saying, wow, everything we've heard about it is so beautiful. It's even greater. And it seems to be maybe there was some type of a war that was going to happen, but they come and they're shocked and they don't go to battle and they're turned around. And then this barak ends off. But we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu because this is his city. And we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be with us like he rests his presence in Yerushalayim. So that's really what the parak is about. There are numerous names in this parak to Yerushalayim, right? The Medrash in Shir HaShirim Zuta says, Shivim Shemos Kara Yerushalayim. There are 70 names. So a number of them are in this parak. So some of them, Yerushalayim, that's one name. Shalem Yireh, right? Those are the two in the Torah, that Malki Tzedek and Avram. Yevus, Gilad, Levanon, Sion, Kisei Hashem, Ir David, Yefeinof, Har Tzion, Yarkisei Tzafon, Kiryas Melech Rav, Misos Kal Haaretz. Right, all of those are in this parak. Cheftziba, Ir Shechubrala, Beis Tfila, Mitsuda, a whole list there, but the ones that are in our parak. Yefeinof, Har Tzion, Yarkisei Tzafon, Kiryas Melech Rav, Misos Kal Haaretz, that's five. That's five that are right here. Okay, Shasir Mizmar Lebnei Korach. This is the Mizmar that is said Lebnei Korach. Interesting, double Lashonos, Shir Mizmar. Right, a double Lashon of Shir and Mizmar. I think it's the first time we have that phrase. Rav Pinkus points out, what's the double Lashon? Shir and Mizmar are different types of songs. Shir is usually words, and we formulate relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about an event that took place. Shiras Hayam, we talk about Shiras Dvora, Shir. Shir is a song with words. Zemer, he explains, might be more of a nigun and a tune. He quotes, like the Pasa Shulchan in the Hakdama, the Pasa Shulchan, he quotes from the Gra, that the Gra was a chacham and a baki in all wisdoms, including musica. That music itself reflects a deep wisdom. And in Yin HaNigun, says Rav Pinkus here, Kasher Adam Balavate Rikshe Hodavisimcha, sometimes when a person wants to express certain feelings, it can't be with words. Words don't capture. Sometimes he starts off with Zemer. So we start off with Nigun, and then it gets into words. It's always the opposite. So sometimes you have Shir Mizmar Levnei Korach, like here. Shir, you start off with words, but then we get so rhapsodic in the gavos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it turns into zemer. And other times you have mizmar shir chanukah sabayi sodavet. So it's the opposite order. But either way, this is mizmar and zemer. So shir mizmar lebnei korach. Gadol Hashem u'muhulal me'od. Hashem is great. Unusual. Gadol Hashem compared to usually gadol. Some of the first point out is compared to something. Here it's a different category. Gadol Hashem, it's like Hashem Echad. Hashem Echad, Rav Soloveitchik used to say. Doesn't mean Hashem is one, Hashem is unique. Right? Hashem Echad is not one as compared to two. It's the unique, the oneness of Hashem, Yichud Hashem. But here, Gadol Hashem, Umuhulom Yod, who is very worthy of praise, Be'ir Lokenu, Har Kodesho. In the city of God, Har Kodesho. Yefeinof, beauty, Misos Kal Haaretz. It is the misos. It makes everyone happy. Hard Sion, Yarkitzei Tzafon. Hard Sion, the northern side. Kiryas Melech Rav. We're going to talk about each of those phrases. Each of these has what to talk about. So let's go in order. Yefeinof. Yefeinof, beauty. The beauty. Yerushalayim is beautiful. Yefeinof. The Gemara in Kiddushin says there are 10 kavim of beauty that came down to the world and 9 went to Yerushalayim. The Gemara says, Asara kavim Yofi, Yardu la Olam, Tishanat la Yerushalayim, Bechad Kala Olam Kula. Wow. Wow. Asar kavim chachma yardu la'olam tisha nadal eretz yisrael vechar kolam kulo. Right, kavim of chachmas, that went to eretz yisrael, and Yerushalayim got the beauty, the yofi. Rav Moshe Feinstein says it's not just physical beauty, but it's just a mitzvah to be in Yerushalayim. Right, the Rav Moshe writes in Parshas Va'eschanan, interesting ha'ara, the etzem lios b'makam ha'kedusha hu dvar gadol. Just being in a holy place, in the holier spot there is, the greater the experience. Mikivan shehashem yisbarach hikdesh makom zeh, yesh lishtadel yosham. U'pashut shegam ha'mitzvah hi b'shvil zeh, ladur b'makam ha'kedusha, av sheli yizdami lo l'kayim sham mitzvah atzlius baretz. It's a mitzvah, even if you're not going to be in a makam yoser kadosh, even if you're not going to get to be able to do the mitzvah. Lachain gam yesh mitzvah b'Yerushalayim, yoser mi b'shar eretz Yisrael. After leka mitzvahs atzulias b'Yerushalayim, levada mitzvahs deboi choma, shekal adam kishyesh lo mechuyav lavo. Besides the ones that require a wall, but other than that, there's no extra mitzvahs in Yerushalayim. Nimsa she'etzem hadira eno mevi yeser mitzvahs, v'rak b'shvil ha'kedusha hi ha'mitzvah. V'nira bazeh gam inyan gadol. Sha'af bedvarim gashmiim shayach leskadeshim hayaratzon Hashem yizbarach. V'lo yomar. He continues the other details, but that's yifeinof, the beauty. That's the gemara kedushin. Misos kala aretz, what makes everyone happy. So Rashi quotes misos kala aretz. What is the misos? What makes everyone happy? Says the Radak. The Radak says, let's go to Radak before Rashi. Misos aretz ki afilu hayubaim sham cholim hayu misrapin. People who were sick used to go to Yerushalayim and will go to Yerushalayim. Did they get healed? Ki avira mimuzag vatov. It's great air. Great air in Yerushalayim. V'chein nomar la, also he quotes Pasuk in Shayahu. Ubal yomar shachin chalisi. Nobody will say, I got sick. Lomar ha-shachin Yerushalayim lo yomar chalisi. Because it'll just be healthful and healthy to be there. So that is Masos kal ha'aretz. Next, Hart Sion Yarkisei Safon. What is Har Sion? Yarek Zayt Safon. Har Sion, Yarek Zayt Safon. Yarek Safon, the north side. So Rashi, the other Mefarshim, Rishonim, quote, is referring to Karbanos. Karbanos, which were all shechted on the Kodshei Kodshim, including a Chatos, is shechted, and an Asham on the north side of the Mizbeach. That brings happiness, because it brings kapara. Says Rashi, Yerech HaMizbeach Safona, Shesham Shochten Chatos Vashamos, Umi Shehaya Atzev Alaveir Shebiado. Somebody was sad about an avera that he has. Maybe chatasu v'ashama u'miskapelo. He brings the chatas and ashama and he gets kapara. V'hu yotze misham sameach. And he goes sameach. V'al yidea karbanos tova ba l'chol ha'olam. Right, karbanos bring that kapara. That's yarkisei tzafon. When we have a mikdash. Yerech ha'mizbeach tzafona. That brings us happiness. There is, if you look in the medrash, the Medrash in Shira in Shmos Rabbah says, if you read the Medrash, Misos Kala Aretz Shelo Haya Echam Yisrael Meitzar Kshahaya Beis Hamikdash Kayam Lama Adam Nichaz Lasham Malei Avonos VeYamakrav Karbanim Skapelo. So the lashon of the Medrash is that nobody in the days of the Beis Hamikdash were sad because he brought karbanos. But one second, ask the Rinas Yitzchak. But don't we paskin that there's kedusha l'kedusha l'shaita v'kedusha l'salavo, the makam hamikdash has kedusha forever, and we paskin the Rambam says you can give karbanos even without a Beis Hamikdash. So why does it say makriven, and we're going to get kapara afal b'shein, only if there's a Beis Hamikdash? The lashon of the Medrash is when there was a Beis Hamikdash, even without a Beis Hamikdash, we give karbanos. So he suggests, based on the chiddush of the Nitziv, the Nitziv writes in a few places, he quotes it in the Hamak Davar, in the Chukosai, on the pasuk v'hashimosi es mikdashechem, v'lo ariach bereach nichochachem. Even, says the Nitziv, even after a karban isn't only about fulfilling the mitzvah of karbanos, there's something called reach nichoach. A smell that goes up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a certain nachas ruach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. And he says, the Ava Bavda Mikdash Shomim, even after there was a base of Mikdash, where a certain amount of time after the Churban, we still brought karbanos, until Churban Beitar. But the karbanos weren't reach nichoach. We brought karban Pesach, that's it. Because karban Pesach, when the Nitziv points out, it doesn't say reach nichoach. L'shem reach nichoach. Only other karbanos. L'shem reach, l'shem nichoach, that's the Mishnah in Zvachim Membav, that talks about every karban has this element. So maybe only a Beis HaMikdash had full simcha, because that's what brought up the reach nichoach element and brought me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's Yarkisei Tzafon. Next, Kiryas Melech Rav. Again, every one of these phrases. Kiryas Melech Rav, it's the city of the great king. Who's the great king? You can have three pshatim. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's maybe the context, the great king. But if you look in the Radak, he quotes, David. David HaMelech. Kiryas Melech Ravid is the city of David HaMelech, or Melech HaMashiach, the descendant of David HaMelech. And we know, Al Pi Halacha, the city of Yerushalayim is the capital city. It's the capital city. Is it an amazing Bach? Amazing Bach. That just so happened that David HaMelech went to decide to leave Hebron and go to Yerushalayim. But the Bach points out that the Gemara says in Psachim that one always, the halacha is that one always has to end off every bracha of the Amidah with a summary line. Hamavdil, sorach sheyomar me'in chasima salmach lachasimaso. Right, and that's what the every bracha, ki kel mochav zleichata baruch Hashem chadun marv lo solach, ki goal chazagata baruch Hashem goal Yisrael. There's always a summa pasuk. The problem is in the Yerushalayim Yircha. In Yerushalayim we say v'chisei David meher losal chatachin. I'm sorry, uvenei Yisrael b'kar uvenei osa b'kar v'yamino b'yan olam v'chisei David meher losal chatachin. So we end the bracha of Yerushalayim with David HaMelech, even though the next bracha is about David HaMelech. Et samach David. So why do we end? So the Bach in Siman Kuf Yud Ches and Arachaim quotes Reb Shabtai Sagi Nohor, and he says that there are those that switch the gears up. V'chisei David kodem uvenei osa nira yosef esukan, and the Bach says no, not true. You talk about David HaMelech there because that is part of the theme of Yerushalayim. Says the Bach. Avol emes yoredarko shebakashas v'chisei David meheiro besocha tachin who me'ein brachazu shemevakshim sheyibanei Yerushalayim bekarov kidei shekisei David bebeheiro betoch Yerushalayim tachin klomar she'ein she'elosinu kiyem l'sar gavoa ki ein kisei Hashem shalem elik shekisei David amachon of Yerushalayim. It's all the same theme. It's all the same theme. And that's even the Gemara in Baba Kama, the Agadata Dafsali Zion. What is the Matbeya of Yerushalayim? Davru Shlomo Mitzad Echad, Yerushalayim Yerakodesh Mitzad Acher. So Yerushalayim is halachically the capital city of Bnei Yisrael. Right? And that's what it says here. Kiryas Melech Rav. Kiryas Melech Rav, the capital city relating to David. So we have Yifei Nof is the beauty, and that's the Gemara in Kiddushin. Misos Kalaretz, that's the healing powers. That's the Radak. Hartzion Yarkas Eit Safon, that's the Rashi and the Karbanos. Kiryas Melech Rav, capital city. Continue. Elokim Ba'armanoseha, Nodal Miskav, Hashem, in his palaces, is known as our defense. So that's all first four psukim are about, the beauty just describing Yerushalayim. And now the parak says, Kiyana Hamalachim Noadu, Avru Yachtav, kings came and passed by. Hey Maro Kentamo, they saw and they were in amazement. Nivhalu, Nechpazu, they were shaking, they were in shock. Ra'ada Achazasam Sham. Chil Kayoleda, they started shaking and quaking, like a woman in childbirth. From what? Baruch Kadim, with an eastern wind, to Shaber Anios Tarshish. The boats of Tarshish were broken. And they said, when they come, they all heard about Yerushalayim. But Kasher Shamanu, Kein Ra'inu. Like we heard, so that's exactly what we see now. Be'ir Hashem Tzvakos, Be'ir Elokeinu, in the city of Hashem, Elokim Yechoneneha Ad Olam Selah. They say this is a godly city. Hashem should establish it forever. Establish it forever. Refersh says these psukim also must be referring to a story that we might not be familiar with. Right? A story of nations coming to fight against Yerushalayim. And maybe they were coming from the west, where a lot of Rome and other cities, and when coming in the Mediterranean from west to east, you need a westerly wind to get to Yerushalayim. And maybe that's the emphasis here. Baruch Kadim, there was an easterly wind. Says Rav Hirsch on this pasuk, sailing vessels traveling to Palestine across the Mediterranean could reach their destination only if they were propelled eastward by a wind from the west. The Lord, however, sent a storm from the east, and thus the ships bearing the reinforcements from Tarshish were destroyed. It was this disaster that broke the spirit of the kings as they stood before the very walls of Jerusalem. Terrified, they fled. At least this would seem a plausible account, even though Jewish history has no express record of any event to which the story as given here might correspond. But either way, it's about those kings that are shocked about the beauty of Yerushalayim. So we continue. So they said, Kasher Shemani, like we heard, that's what we see. Diminu Elokim Chastecha Bekerav Echalecha. So three ideas. What does this mean? Diminu, we hoped for. Diminu Elohim Chastecha. That's what we'll start with the Rishon in the Sefer HaIkarim. It says Diminu is a lashon of not just imagination, but Lidamot. Right? You could imagine. Imagine and to hope. You find that. You find that sometimes. The Sefer HaIkarim writes this in Mamar Dalad Perek Memtes. Mamar Dalad Perek Memtes. The Sefer Ikarim says that, let me find the Lashon here. Ki atikva ledavar shaha mikuve misupak bom yagi emav. If I hope for something and I'm not sure if it's going to happen, then the hope could be very depressing if it never happens. But if I'm hoping for something that I know for sure is going to happen, aval atikva ledavar shaha adam muvtach bo sheyavo, that hoping for it will just gladden the heart. Because I know and believe it's going to happen. Kamoshi yikave lo'ara boker. Like I look towards the morning, I know the light is going to come. Lo yatrid ha-nefesh aval yisamchena. It's not going to be matrid me. Where's the light? It'll come in its time. It'll be mesameach me that I know there's going to be light. V'yosa misha'areres hatovahu hamavukash. V'yosa botachas sheyagia. And that's what we always have to do. We have to hope. That's part of the bringing the geula. Hatikva. It's better than any type of praise, and better than any karbanos. And he quotes, "Locha dumia tila," right? To you, dumia. Dumia is not just silence, but it could be the hope. And he quotes, "Domu ad hagenu alechem, diminu elokim chastecha." That's kivinu. That is number one. The Sefer Yikarim. If you look in the Biuri Chasidus, Teshas, he quotes a drush, "Diminu elokim." Often we think that there's Elokim, there's Midas Hadin. We think something is difficult. We see something is negative. We think it's Midas Hadin. But if we look closer, it's Chastecha Bekerav Yechalecha. It's Chesed. It's Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We thought, Diminu, says the Ner Yisrael from the Rebbe of Razin. Diminu lefamin nidme lanu, shatam misayik itanu Elokim, bedinim, aval hanachonu Chastecha Bekerav Yechalecha. Shepnim Yisu in the Heichal, rachamim v'chasadim. Rachman v'chasadim. I saw also recently in Menachem Sion, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, he writes there that sometimes we say, and why Yaakov Avinu was punished, he said something was ra. Really, right? There's either tov matok or tov mar. Sometimes you have a medicine, but it's very bitter, but it's still medicine. So he says we have to try to train ourselves to say, you know, there's tov, tov, regular tov, matok, or tov mar. It's bitter, but it's not ra. Number three, the third idea is quoted, the Baruch Chaim quotes this, and that is, diminu elokim chastecha. We thought to ourselves, we imagined that Hashem, your chesed is only bekerav heichalecha. We thought, you have to, in order to have davening and tefillah heard, and to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's got to be bekerav heichalecha. It's got to be inside the Kodesh Kadashim. But then we realize, Kishimcha Elokim kein tihilascha al katzvei aretz. It's everywhere. Tzedek mala yiminecha. It's all over. And your tehillah and your praise and your, and we could connect to you everywhere. We don't have to be in the Kodesh Kadashim. Nitan la'asik tihilascha b'chol katzvei aretz afilu b'mekomos harachokim b'yoser. Right? From Rabbi Bunim. V'zeo she'amru. And that's what, who said this? B'nei Korach. Where are they saying this from? Makom nizbatzer lohem b'gehenim. V'yashvu olav ha-mashira. From even in Gehenim, you can talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'amit sha'afilu nimsa adam b'gehenim yachol lo mashira v'lavot es Hashem Yisbarach. Doesn't matter if one is far away. One can still connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how you read these two psukim. Diminu chastecha b'kerav yechalecha. We thought, b'kishim chalukit yilascha al-katzvei eret tzedak l'mo yiminecha. But now we continue. Yismach ar tzion togeno b'ros yudam. Continuing talking back to Yerushalayim. Right? Be gladdened. Gladden yourself, Kartzio. Tagelna, Brozi Tel Mamish Patecha. Those who are in Yerushalayim, for your judgment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sobut Tzion Vakifua. Walk around. Walk around. Sifru Migdalea. Count the buildings. Counting shows a beloved nature, and there are so many, and every one is special. Shisu Libchem. Lechela. Put your heart to building it. Lechela. Shisu Libchem. The Mitzvah David here says. Simu Libchem Lebinyan Achel. Liaposa ulachazka, as if to say, build things beautiful in Yerushalayim. That'll be a kiddush Hashem when people are awed and inspired. Shisu libcham, pasku amanoseha, right? Build up the towers. Lamanta sapil d'aracharon, so that the later generations can know about it. Well, of course, not everybody might see this. Lamanta sapru, the d'aracharon, as the Radak here quotes. Dor Acharon, he quotes the pasuk in Yeshayo, Klomar, Dor El Dor, Ador Acharon Shalorro Binyan Yafet, Ba'uso Binyan Shia Betzinyom Yerushalayim Lasilavo. Like David, like Yeshayo says, Hine Anochi Marbis Bapuch Avonayich Yisadich Besapirim Sadikat Kodshim Shosayich. Yeshayo Navi describes the amazing building that's going to be taking place. Right, that's a pasuk that the Gemara uses in Ba'al Basra. And hey, remember, Rabbi Yochanan is saying over how big the gates of Yerushalayim are going to be, and there was a Talmud that laughed and scoffed. and it ended up that he saw in the Shamayim the Malachim chiseling, and Rabbi Yochanan says that's not called Emuna, right? Emali Reita Lo Hamalta, but that's the pasuk quoted here in the Radak to explain this pasuk. Ki Ze Elokim Elokeinu Olam Va'ed. This is Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ze Elokim. It's going to be so clear. Remember, Ze is always you could point to it. This is Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hu Yinageo. He'll lead us. Almus. What does Almus mean? Until we die. Almus. Or it's maybe Almus means La'olam, forever. Almus kamo olamis, says the Masudas Sion. Or others quote the Achronim quote from the Baal Shem Tov. Almus from the Alam is a youth. Hashem leads us like a youth. Like sometimes when a father is teaching a child to walk, so he'll let him go and he'll keep going just out of his reach to make him walk and make him walk. And it looks like it's, what are you doing? No, that's how he's learning to walk. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. He leads us almus. He gives us independence to do the best that we can. Okay, we will stop here.